At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to the Midnight Paco Podcast, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
As always, you can find me at Chester Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
Right.
We both monitor that very closely.
That's right. We got a guest with you on Anna Hasley at Lester Graham.
That's
Introduce
right.
yourself.
I'm Lester Graham, and you can get me at the nursing home down at the corner on 105 in St. Clair. Okay, but I'll be in bed by 9:30.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Hey, that's Lester Graham, as seen on Kicking It With Kenny.
Ooh, people!
Hey, Kicking With Kenny.
That's right, check him out.
Check him out. You know, we got a lot to talk about with him. In addition to him being a comedian, he's got a program down here at the Eastside Market. Tell us about it.
We have a test kitchen down here at the Eastside Market where we do classes. As you see, we're doing a podcast. We teach people how to healthy eat so you don't get chitlin sandwiches and stuff down here. This is not the place. But, you know, we teach you how to eat healthy. And it's a bunch of fun. You know, it's for the people in the neighborhood right here in the Glenville area. So come on down to the Neon Health Center website to sign up for the classes. And you get to see me and my boy.
Hey, that's what's up.
Hey, and we also got an announcement. You know, we got another show that we're working on with these three people here.
That's right, people. We're branching out, and the three of us are going to do a show called The Cooking Chefs, baby.
The Cooking Chefs?
I thought it was the Comic Cooks, man.
The Cooking Comedians.
Comedian comics, the cooks, whatever, man.
We're cooking, mother.
I'm just gonna cook.
The Cooking Comedians is the name of the show, y'all.
That's right, people.
And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's gonna be a great look. We got Chef Lester here.
That's right.
And we're gonna be supporting him during those ventures and be on the lookout for that. You know, sign up for that the cooking class because that's good for healthy, nutritious living. And also come and hang out with us because we're gonna do some live tapings or.
Yeah, we do live tapings. Each of us is going to do a meal, one set.
Yeah.
Justin's going to be the first one. He's going to be making his famous tacos.
Ooh, people, so if you love some tacos and you want to know a good recipe, tune in to our show whenever we come and put it out, I'll tell you that.
We'll keep you guys posted. You know, we're going to have a live studio audience. Come and support this. You know, the healthy food and the healthy cooking and stuff is good for you. And have a little laughter that's, you know, that can also be good for mental health as well.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And what's better than laughing and eating food?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the minute at the same time, you don't want to choke people. So be careful. So run the Heimlich maneuver, just in case.
So that's enough about the the show that's coming up.
That's right.
Let's talk to Mr. Lester Graham.
That's right, people.
Graham's Graham,
baby.
Graham's Graham.
That's right, old school player. Cooking up beans, baby.
So how long you been doing comedy, man?
Yes.
About 2 hours. 65. I've been silly all my life, man.
That sounds like me.
And then about the age of 40, I decided to take a comedy class. And that was back in 2001, I believe.
Okay.
Right.
Dope.
And then I'm here. I'll be 63 in May, still trying to do it.
That's right.
Men right here. Hopefully they can make me famous for our crew.
Hey, man, it's just a mutual giving. We're going to all become famous together.
Yeah, you know, you've been in the game. Did you unplug that?
Yeah.
Was it working? Did you unplug it?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
Either way, we'll probably use the audio.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, we're having some difficulties with the audio. We moved locations for this, folks.
Yes, this was a special occasion.
Yeah, we came down. I would pan the camera over, but you know we're gonna have some shots coming out.
Oh yeah,
don't worry.
See it. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you can hear the acoustics. Echo.
Echo. You're gonna hear it in the audio playback. There's none of it coming out of the mics. That's what
really?
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it's been stopping and cutting. Either way, you know how it is, people. Things ain't perfect. We move forward, we're trying to build and get better though, right? Get them. So Lester, you've been doing it. So that's awesome. Since you were 40. So see, I started when I was 43. Well, yeah, 42. So that's awesome. I got some.
Rodney Dangerfield, he started back out when he was in his late 40s. Early 40s, I believe. He was like 42, 43.
Yeah.
Then he stopped and like sold insurance or did some shit.
Paint. I think it had something to do with paint.
Oh, okay.
Here we are.
That's right. Yeah. That's what's up, man. So who are some of your comedic influences, man?
Well, there's a guy named Cool C. You know, I used to listen to him all the time. He's a funny dude, man. This guy, C, you got dog. And then this other dude named Justin, right? Justin Fuller.
Who's that mother sucker?
Full of shit.
There always. Eyes are brown, people.
And you know, and those are my influences right there. These young comics right here, I'm going to tell you something, man. This is the future. And you come down to the funny stop, you're gonna see a whole lot of them down there.
That's right.
It's working it and doing what it's supposed to do.
That's
right. You know, just like we doing here. We're gonna do what it's supposed to do. And hopefully you enjoy our show and we enjoy you.
That's right, people.
Yeah, thank you for everybody that subscribed. We're nothing without you. Keep subscribing. Keep buying the merch. I'm loving that. I love when people come to the shows with the Midnight Paco stuff on it.
Right.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah, support, man.
I ain't on none of them.
But you will be on the... Not again, dang.
Well, you've been slapping him.
This is the guy from the famous slap video. Yeah. You guys saw it. You know,
he slapped the shit out of Cool C on stage. For talking about his...
Just finding his hot dog.
You know how long that took me? He wouldn't do it.
I ain't smacking a black man on stage.
Hey, you know, it was...
Yeah, trying to set me up.
It was all in good fun and humor. It was just that with all that was going on, you know, it wasn't no point in mentioning nobody's names or nothing. So I wanted to be the first one to do it on stage.
Yeah, and I believe you were.
I think so.
To be honest with you, I didn't see nothing else pop up on the internet like that.
Yeah.
Unless it was like a real person that's getting, all those videos came out with people just actually getting slapped for real. And getting punched and shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comedians talking about that on like podcasts and everything about getting punched on stage.
I think a lot of people are being careful too because, you know, I'm not saying that the Rocks and the Smiths are the gatekeepers, but they're pretty high up and everybody being real careful here because especially the ones that know them personally.
Oh.
You know what? See, comedy wasn't like that when I was coming. I mean, you could talk and joke, and, like Don Rickles, okay? That was a comedian right there. He said everything over the top or whatever. You know, and if he was around today, he'd probably be arrested or being sued.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You know?
Well, the sad thing is Bill Hicks got arrested and put in jail for doing comedy. Like, he's one of the ones that started, like, taking it on the edges and swearing and doing all that stuff. And the fact that, you know, he did all that back then broke through for Eddie Murphy to do what he did,
right.
You know, Richard Pryor to do what he did, for Chris Rock to do what he does, and all, you know, and everybody. And now it's almost going back to those times where they're trying to censor everybody for saying certain things. Now, I know we grew as people and we understand certain things are just wrong to say, I guess. But at the same time, I mean, what the fuck about freedom is if you can't say what the hell you want to say?
Right.
You know?
Right.
All I said, this century sucked. I like 76, baby.
I like 90s.
Yeah, I'm an 86. 90s, you know.
Just say what you want. You can't say nothing around here. No, you're dead sensitive. People born in the 2000s.
Well, I was born in the 2000s.
The millennials.
Whatever you call them. I was born in the 2000s, okay? I'm a baby boomer.
Those motherfuckers.
I'm Generation X, I think.
Are we?
I don't know.
How the hell I know? I wasn't,
man. Yeah. I thought I was one of the last survivors. That's what I feel like, you know.
Hey. You know,
fucking Ye-Man and this bitch.
But it's funny though, man, how sensitive people are today. Just plain sensitive.
Yeah.
You know? I don't
You know, go ahead.
I was gonna say they're sensitive but they're unsensitive.
Really? Yeah, right?
Yeah. They're sensitive about certain things, but to people, you know,
they can't wait to talk shit to somebody.
You know, yeah, like
insensitive.
People getting murdered and things like that, they're not sensitive about it. Or someone getting murdered. But they're sensitive about a name call,
yeah,
or somebody's making fun of somebody's sexuality or something like that. But they will kill a person's career because of that, and I don't think that's fair.
No,
people
no,
should
not
make
at
mistakes,
all.
But they shouldn't be cut off on how they feed their families. That's,
well, I'm gonna say what I say anyway because I ain't got a damn career. They can do it in. How about that? Okay.
But we're working on that.
I'm the most unracist person you ever want to meet. Me, and y'all know it too.
I'm unracist.
I don't say nothing. I'm not a bigot. I'm not none of that stuff. I don't say racist things about people. You don't hear me talking about Mexicans and all that, man. Or how they build tunnels. I don't say stuff like that.
He's old, so he's racist.
I'm old. 76. You understand? Back then, that joke would have killed back then. You understand? But now you talk to me to the best. You give me even love. Sensitive ass people, man. Can I say ass on
you? You say whatever the fuck you want.
Why are you cursing? I just said one thing.
That's how it is. On the
Midnight Pocket Podcast. Mm-hmm. I just don't cuss as much, but I just did.
Yeah. That's usually me.
Racism.
Sorry for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, I know there's a lot of racism, but I ain't got that in my body, thank God.
And how we get to racism from time?
You brought it up.
You know what? This is what I normally experience. This is how I know you're dealing with a racist person. When the first thing they bring up is race.
I'm not a racist.
Like when we worked at that job together.
I'm not a racist. Yeah,
I was showing the new route. I was being shown the new route, and the guy came up to me and said, "Oh, so you're African American, right?" I said, I've never been there, but I guess so. Like, what about your favorite color is what? Well, what food do you like to eat? Why was race the first thing on the
mind?
Right,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's weird.
America. That's how we got to find out what the hell you are before we hug up to you.
I'm American.
We're not racist in America. Everybody is the same. It's just some people smell different than others.
Yeah.
They eat different foods. And we don't,
right.
That don't make you a racist.
No.
Is it racist if you talk about them and they're not there?
Yes.
It's kind of still, yeah.
Yeah.
You're just doing it in the comfort of your own home, so I'm like,
I can't be a racist in my house?
You can. Problem is, people record you and put it out.
Right.
And then it's
not done. You're the dumbest for having a radio.
And then it'll be the grand opening and the grand closing.
I'm just kidding, guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all fun.
No, and we're going to prove it because we're going to take all different types of ethnicity foods.
Because
my wife is Mexican and Puerto Rican, and guess what? I got all types of recipes I'm going to cook up for y'all peoples.
That's why you say no Puerto Rican jokes.
That's right. I do.
Yeah, you know what? This is just my personal opinion.
My son's Puerto Rican. Yeah.
I know that people use a lot of race in their jokes, but I just think that, you know, if you're truly funny, you ain't even got to bring that up at all. I got a couple of them, but they're very, you know, small.
Oh yeah, the one, like your step,
my brother-in-law.
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Okay, I said I use a couple.
I don't use any. But I got a
couple. I didn't say I ain't use any. I said I'm
not. Like, oh, see, I mean, it don't matter.
Really. I'm old, dog. Like, I can't really, help it, man. Really I'm nervous. Get me up here.
Well, next time, we're going to get Lester a fidget spinner.
Yeah, he's like them. You.
He ain't like me.
I mean, little, yeah.
I play with shit on the table.
At least you're on point the chords.
I'm the pipe. I want to be heard. On your hot 97 every day, that's my word.
Right. Y'all always inventing shit, man. Every time I turn, I got something new invented. And why don't you invent the nut bra? How about that? What for old men with nuts hanging down, they need a nut bra.
A nut bra, people.
Yeah, that's it.
Would you wear a nut bra?
You damn right.
You know what you need to do?
You make every damn thing
get a cock ring.
That ain't no cock ring, man.
You hold your balls together, right?
Put too far down. My kids be said,
Granddaddy, where the hell are your ankles? There's no way your balls are that big.
Hacky sacks.
Check this out.
So, Lester.
I walked there's two little lines behind my back.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your cooking class? Like, once they sign up,
oh, what yeah, come on in. Well, the list, like I said, go to the Neon Health Center, Neon's website, and they'll have a list of the classes we're going to be having holding. You can sign up through there. Come out to the supermarket, next around, and they probably have some information about it too. But as far as we go, I don't know how we're going to do those shows.
Yeah, well, those still in the works. We just wanted y'all to get familiar with our faces, get used to seeing us together because we got something coming for you. That's and right. It's going to be dope.
And I think we might, yeah, if we can, I got another, we could talk about it offline, but maybe we can do a couple live, you know, on YouTube.
Sure, why not?
You know what I'm saying?
And another thing I want to say, I've been living in this area for a while and I never stopped at the East Side Market. It's a great market. They have all the fresh produce. Y'all need to come on down here and get your refrigerators filled with fresh produce.
Right.
They got seeds in it, you know.
And the meat has redness. It's not pale white like you've been bit by a vampire. You know what I mean? The chicken and stuff, you know. Some supermarkets you go, I'm not going to call any names on them, but you go to their meat department and everything's the same color. The pork, the chicken, the beef, they all.
That's
the same
not good
color.
At all.
Right. You know, right.
A lot of those places get the stuff shipped, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, man.
And it's white people friendly. You can come on too, white people.
Hey, let's do it!
Actually, you know what? It's funny you said that. Stephanie Schaefer comes here.
Stephanie Schaefer comes here a lot. Right. And Kenny was down here, baby. You might have seen me kicking it with Kenny. And if you didn't, why am I talking to you?
Yeah, you gotta check it out on the store.
Go check them out on YouTube.
Yeah. Kicking it with Kenny at East Side Market.
That's
and
right.
You see Grant's
Grand.
Grabs Graham. And you can catch me at laughingdogfun@gmail.com. That's LAFFING dogfun@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, hit them up, people. Shoot.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got it on the comedy.
Hey, Jay, we did some comedy. We all did comedy.
Yeah, we all did comedy, actually. Yeah, we did.
Billy did too?
No, you did.
You gotta stop. You
Billy.
Just gotta stop. So, you did good. We all were in the final competition.
Yes, we were.
We did not win, but we had a great time doing it.
Never did we.
Yeah.
I paid $25 one time.
There you go.
See, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're
three losers.
But we had fun, people.
We had fun doing it. Actually, you know what?
You did? You had a great time
up there.
I didn't bring an extra depend with me, so I was kind of wet all through the day.
Yeah, he's pissing himself, people. It's sad. You know what happens when you got grandpa
depends.
On stage? It all depends.
Oh, you know, speaking of depends, you know, no one told me, like, you know, when you were a comic, especially when I was new, you shouldn't wear khakis. Because I did a lot of nervous peeing. You don't want to go up on stage with pee-pee dribbling. You had that experience, Sylvester?
I act like I was washing my hands. Oh, shit, look at that.
There was something about being in school or something.
No. When you, you know, when I was, when I first started doing comedy, I went to the bathroom nervously. And I had khakis on. Yeah. I was very self-conscious about pee-pee dribble going on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Pee-pee dribble. I've definitely had a lot of anxiety. This is why.
Oh, really?
Two drinks at once, and then hopefully you remember most of yourself.
Yeah. And that voice you guys hear, that's LeVester Johnson Jr.
That's right.
LeVester, not Lester. LeVester.
LeVester.
Thank you for the shout out.
Hey, no problem, man. Hey, he's a dope photographer, videographer.
Really great.
Hey, LeVester Johnson Jr., he be doing his thing.
Yeah, check him out on the gram, people.
On the gram and on Facebook.
Yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
You know, thanks for tuning in. We did the comedy. We had a good time. Shout out to the Funny Stop. Shout out to Peter, the Funny Stop. We had a great time. Hey, how can we find you?
Just for the comedy on Instagram, people. Don't forget it.
And I am the great Corey, and that's T-H-E underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's how you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both on Midnight Pocket Podcast. Don't forget to hit the like button and the subscribe button.
Subscribe, people.
Hit it, baby.
Bam.
Please, and look out for the new show, and it's called
The Cooking Comedians, baby.
And it's coming. Make sure you guys subscribe to that, too. Right. And this is Lester Graham. Thank you very much.
People's granddaddy, Lester Graham. Gramps Graham. The people's granddaddy.
Maybe he's yours, too. Don't forget it.
For the peeps.
Hey, thanks for coming on, man.
That's right.
Good shit.
Gramps Graham.
All right.
Peace out.
My dudes.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.